With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran says eight people have been killed in a massive port explosion with at least 750 injuries.
In Bandar Abbas, Iran, chaos. As people are rushed to the hospital following a huge explosion and fire in the port, officials say several were killed and more than 500 injured. The massive explosion is purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Still, officials have yet to offer a cause. Meanwhile, Iran is in talks with the U.S. right now over its nuclear program and has said security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine, expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon. He adds there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas over the last few days. A judge in Wisconsin has been arrested by the FBI for allegedly helping a man evade immigration officials. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his attorney out of her courtroom after learning immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The measles outbreak is not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. Two unvaccinated elementary school-age children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It is preventable through vaccines and was considered eliminated from the U.S. since 2000. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong? SRN's Michael Harrington takes a guess.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition, citing the teen's lack of maturity. A growing number of similar cases are cropping up around the country, and some analysts predict the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually have to weigh in. This is SRN News. A Texas court has ruled the city of Austin can't enforce its law that prohibits police from citing and arresting people for carrying a small amount of marijuana.
The state's 15th Court of Appeals overturning the decision by Travis County District Judge Jan Seufer, who had dismissed Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit against Austin last year, saying there was no legal justification to try the case. The appeals court concludes the ordinance is preempted by state law. It is the second time this month the appeals court has ruled in favor of the state against ordinances that decriminalize marijuana. Jason Walker reporting.
Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to the close of a winning roller coaster week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. Also, the NASDAQ composite up about 1.3%. The Dow added only 20 points. More on these stories plus breaking news at srnnews.com.